Thomas slowly turned in a circle, fought the fear as he took it all in. They were surrounded. They had no choice now. There was nowhere to go. A sharp, pulsing pain throbbed behind his eyes. The gladers compressed into a tighter group around him, everyone facing outward, huddled together in the center of the T-intersection. Thomas was pressed between Newt and Teresa. He could feel Newt trembling. No one said a word. The only sounds were the eerie moans and whirs of machinery coming from the grievers, sitting there as if enjoying the little trap they'd set for the humans. Their disgusting bodies heaved in and out with mechanical wheezes of breath. "What are they doing?" Thomas called out to Teresa. "What are they waiting for?" She didn't answer, which worried him. He reached out and squeezed her hand. The gladers around him stood silent, clutching their meager weapons. Thomas looked over at Newt. "Got any ideas?" "No," he replied, his voice just the tiniest bit shaky. "I don't understand what they're bloody waiting for." "We shouldn't have come," Albie said. He'd been so quiet, his voice sounded odd, especially with the hollow echo the maze walls created. Thomas was in no mood for whining. They had to do something. "Well, we'd be no better off in the homestead. Hate to say it, but if one of us dies, that's better than all of us." He really hoped the one person a night thing was true now. Seeing all these grievers close up hit home with an explosion of reality. Could they really fight them all? A long moment passed before Albie replied. "Maybe I should..." He trailed off and started walking forward, in the direction of the cliff, slowly, as if in a trance. Thomas watched in detached awe. He couldn't believe his eyes. "Albie," Newt said, "get back here." Instead of responding, Albie took off running. He headed straight for the pack of grievers between him and the cliff. "Albie!" Newt screamed. Thomas started to say something himself, but Albie had already made it to the monsters and jumped on top of one. Newt moved away from Thomas's side and toward Albie, but five or six grievers had already burst to life and attacked the boy in a blur of metal and skin. Thomas reached out and grabbed Newt by the arms before he could go any farther, then pulled him backward.
"Let go!"
Newt yelled, struggling to break loose. "Are you nuts?" Thomas shouted. "There's nothing you can do!" Two more grievers broke from the pack and swarmed over Albie, piling on top of each other, snapping and cutting at the boy, as if they wanted to rub it in, show their vicious cruelty. Somehow, impossibly, Albie didn't scream. Thomas lost sight of the body as he struggled with Newt, thankful for the distraction. Newt finally gave up, collapsing backward in defeat. Albie'd flipped once and for all, Thomas thought, fighting the urge to rid his stomach of its contents. Their leader had been so scared to go back to whatever he'd seen, he'd chosen to sacrifice himself instead. He was gone. Totally gone. Thomas helped steady Newt on his feet. The glader couldn't stop staring at the spot where his friend had disappeared.
"I can't believe it," Newt whispered. "I can't believe he just did that."
Thomas shook his head, unable to reply. Seeing Albie go down like that, a new kind of pain he'd never felt before filled his insides. An ill, disturbed pain. It felt worse than the physical kind. And he didn't even know if it had anything to do with Albie. He'd never much liked the guy. But the thought that what he'd just seen might happen to Chuck or Teresa. Minho moved closer to Thomas and Newt, squeezed Newt's shoulder.
"We can't waste what he did."
He turned toward Thomas.
"We'll fight him if we have to. Make a path to the cliff for you and Teresa. Get in the hole and do your thing. We'll keep them off until you scream for us to follow."
Thomas looked at each of the three sets of grievers. Not one had yet made a move toward the gladers, and nodded.
"Hopefully they'll go dormant for a while. We should only need a minute or so to punch in the code."
"How can you guys be so heartless?"
Newt murmured, the disgust in his voice surprising Thomas.
"What do you want, Newt?" Mino said. "Should we all dress up and have a funeral?"
Newt didn't respond, still staring at the spot where the grievers seemed to be feeding on Albie beneath them. Thomas couldn't help taking a peek. He saw a smear of bright red on one of the creature's bodies. His stomach turned, and he quickly looked away. Minho continued.
Albie didn't want to go back to his old life. He freaking sacrificed himself for us, and they aren't attacking, so maybe it worked. We'd be heartless if we wasted it. Newt only shrugged, closed his eyes. Minho turned and faced the huddled group of gladers.
Listen up. Number one priority is to protect Thomas and Teresa. Get them to the cliff and the hole so...
The sounds of the grievers revving to life cut him off. Thomas looked up in horror. The creatures on both sides of their group seemed to have noticed them again. Spikes were popping in and out of blubbery skin. Their bodies shuddered and pulsed. Then, in unison, the monsters moved forward, slowly, instrument-tipped appendages unfolding, pointed at Thomas and the gladers, ready to kill. Tightening their trap formation like a noose, the grievers steadily charged toward them. Albie's sacrifice had failed miserably.